You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by PrimeSport.
Back again for a post-draft edition of the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. But let's get started with something that's not draft-related, the signing of Jamaal Charles earlier this week. Brent McFarland wants to know, what will the addition of Jamaal Charles mean to the Broncos' pecking order at the running back position? Well, at the top, I don't think it's going to really change things. I think C.J. Anderson's still going to be the number one back. You're going to have Devontae Booker in the mix as well. Jamaal Charles, at this point, you've got to kind of keep the expectations reasonable. He's missed a lot of time in the last couple of years because of knee problems. And when you get Jamaal Charles, you don't want to put him in a situation where you put him at risk on his knee, or you risk not having him later on in the season. You want to find a way to have him be as effective for as long as possible. And that basically means change of pace, play here, play there, possession here, possession there, third down, get him the ball in space. So I don't necessarily mean it's going to change the pecking order at the top. I just think you're going to see him rotate in. And basically think of it this way. If you can get, you know, Jamaal Charles anywhere from 4 to 8, maybe 10 touches at the most per game, that gives you a chance to keep him effective throughout the entire season. You don't want to have a situation where Jamaal Charles is out there touching the ball 20 or 25 times early in the season, and then you don't have him in November and December. You want to have him as a change of pace all throughout the year. And that kind of goes hand in hand with the moves the Broncos made in the draft in terms of Carlos Henderson, Isaiah McKenzie, D'Angelo Henderson. All these guys can kind of rotate in. You can keep everybody fresh. Mike McCoy has a lot of weapons. I think you'll see plenty of substitutions. Don't think the pecking order of the running back changes that much, but you will see Jamaal Charles rotate in a little bit. Next question via Twitter from @BroncoTurtle. Can you give some clarity on Connor McGovern and how he fits in our O-line plans moving forward? Well, you know, he's a potential swing backup, and an unusual swing backup because he can go at all five positions. Recently in voluntary camp, getting some work at center, I think they're going to continue that with him. You want to find out just how many spots he can play. Quite frankly, I think the Broncos' gap-blocking scheme, more gap-blocking elements installed by Jeff Davidson, it's going to help Connor McGovern. He's a naturally strong player. We know about what he did in the weight room at the University of Missouri. I'm not sure there's a stronger player on the Broncos roster right now. And thus, I think the techniques that Jeff Davidson will use are going to help Connor McGovern. I think they'll help him have a spot. And it wouldn't surprise me if you see Connor McGovern not only on the 53-man roster, but getting a jersey every week and maybe a primary backup at all five positions on the offensive line. They do love his versatility. The starting lineup, pretty well set, you would think, although left tackle is going to be wide open. But I think McGovern may see some time rotating in case of injuries at any one of those spots. So I think he's going to have a role there. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, hopefully my voice will be stronger then. Go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.